Love Day, a reset for the heart. Every year, we welcome a new year with promises to ourselves. We reset our goals. We create resolutions. We plan to eat better, move more, think clearer, and do better. But somewhere along the way, we forget to reset the one thing that touches every part of our lives, the way we love. What if Love Day, Valentine's Day, became our heart's new year? Not just a day for romance, flowers, or cards, but a moment to pause, reflect, and recommit to how we show love in our lives, our homes, and our world. Checking our love. Walk love is more than what we say. It's how we show up. Love shows itself in how we speak when we're tired, how we respond when we disagree, how do we treat people who can do nothing for us, how we extend grace instead of judgment, how we love when it's inconvenient. A love walk is not measured by intention alone. It's measured by consistency. This Love Day, instead of asking, what am I getting? We might ask, how am I loving? Where can I grow? Who needs more patience, understanding, or compassion from me? Love as a resolution, not a reaction. New Year's resolutions often focus on self-improvement, but love requires self-awareness. What if this season became a time to resolve to listen more than we speak, love without keeping score, show up without conditions, forgive more freely, extend kindness beyond our comfort zones? Love doesn't need a perfect moment. It needs a willing heart. When we choose love intentionally, it transforms not only relationships, but environments, communities, and cultures. Learning how the people we love receive love. One of the most meaningful ways to love better is to learn how the people in our lives experience love. What makes one person feel valued may leave another feeling unseen. Some feel loved through words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, thoughtful gifts, physical presence. To truly love someone is to care enough to learn their language, not just speak your own. Love grows deeper when we stop assuming and start understanding. Unconditional or conditional? A gentle question. It's easy to say we love unconditionally. It's harder to live it. Do we love people only when they meet expectations? Only when they agree with us? Only when it's comfortable? Unconditional love doesn't mean accepting harm or losing boundaries. It means choosing compassion even when it's hard, and dignity even when it's undeserved. This Love Day, we can ask ourselves gently, where has my love become conditional? Where can I choose grace instead of control? Where can I love without an agenda? Love that reaches beyond our circle. Love isn't meant to stop at our front door. The way we treat strangers, the way we speak about others, the way we respond to pain we don't personally experience. Every act of love, no matter how small, contributes to a better world. When we choose love, we soften hard spaces. We bring light into heavy moments. We remind people of their humanity. You don't have to change the whole world to make a difference. You just have to change your part. Love Ching shows up through service. One of the clearest expressions of love is service. Love isn't only felt, it's demonstrated. It shows up in what we're willing to give, how we show care, and how we respond to others' needs. Service is love in motion. When we serve, we put others before convenience. We meet needs without needing recognition. We show compassion through action. We turn intention into impact. True service isn't about obligation. It's about awareness. It's seeing a need and responding with care. Adhere to serve. This belief is foundational. We understand that serving others, whether through support, hospitality, presence, or excellence, is one of the most meaningful ways love can be lived out. It's not about doing everything. It's about doing what matters with heart and intention. When love leads, service follows. And when service is rooted in love, it has the power to change lives, relationships, and communities. We serve with heart, an invitation. This love day, let's treat our hearts the way we treat the new year. Let's reflect. Let's reset. Let's recommit. Not to perfection, but to intention. To love better. To listen deeper. To show up more fully. Because when we change the way we love, we change the way we live. And when enough of us choose that path, the world feels it. Happy Love Day. Let love begin with us.